on this episode of Rev Hang.
We're not rappers, we're racing drivers.
German-Argentine relations? Generally pretty good.
The U.S. government is going to be what ends this podcast.
It's time for snack talk. Don't gatekeep sushi.
I'm not gatekeeping sushi.
There's a Senna quote in there somewhere.
What do you think? Is this Lando Norris dominance going to bore fans? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Rev Hang. I am Nathan, as always, and alongside me is my good friend and co-host, Ben Bagley. How's it going, Ben?
Good. I'm tired. It was a long weekend. Got a lot of stuff done. Had a little party. I made 3 pots of chili. Smoked up 4.5 pounds of chuck roast before I even put it in the chili. And while I was doing that, I was just doing some, casual yard work, clearing out half my backyard of blackberries, so... Got a lot done.
Good stuff. Yeah.
As you can see, my dog is not tired at all from all the activity.
As
he's
dogs
running around in the background with a ball.
Nice. Well, everybody, I am a little under the weather right now, so I'm going to have Ben do a little more talking than usual, and hopefully not have coughing fits throughout this episode. So let's get right into it. We have no more IndyCar. The season is over. So it's just Formula One now. Let's go into some paddock news. I know I said IndyCar's over, but the first news is from IndyCar. Rinus VK was dropped from Ed Carpenter Racing this week. And so he will not be, well, at least driving for Ed Carpenter next year. I don't know if he'll get a seat somewhere else, but that is the news.
How do you feel about that?
Indifferent.
Yep. There are also rumors I saw that Logan Sargeant will be testing with one of the team,
I think it's Meyer Shank.
Meyer Shank Ganassi, yeah.
Yeah.
Thermal Springs.
Yes. So Logan Sargeant might be moving to IndyCar, which is good news for him.
Yep. And they did release a new charter, IndyCar did. I don't quite understand it yet. I haven't read through all of it. But maybe next podcast we'll be able to explain that a little bit.
Yes, this is breaking today, so we haven't had a chance to really run through it. But yeah, there is a new charter. It seems like they're opening the series for massive amounts of expansion. So that's just surface level what I got from that, but I could be completely wrong. I need to look into it more.
Along with, there are some rules unveiled alongside the charter that aren't part of the charter, but that will be looking to probably restrict the size of the grid down a little bit. The next coming years.
Interesting.
I think they're talking about 27 cars on the grid for next year.
27. So about the same
for now. That. Yeah, about the same. But for like the Indy 500.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably the biggest. Some of the ovals.
It's going to have some ripple effects. Lots of people are going to get screwed on bump day.
Oh, no. What will Catherine Legge do?
Oh, no. Graham Rahal shaking in his boots again.
Mario Andretti is in shambles right now.
Yeah, right. All right. Next thing on paddock news. Max Verstappen was given community service days for swearing on live TV.
Yeah.
Absolutely unprecedented. They've never done this before, and I don't like it.
Yep. Yeah, how do you say his last name, Nathan?
Suleam? I think.
Sure. Ben Sulayem.
The president of the FIA, that guy.
Tackling the big issues, truly.
Yes.
It's like, what do we want to work on at F1? Where could we really offer the most positive to our audience in the world at large? And they said, maybe not swearing during press conferences and on the radio.
Yep. That's the main problem.
That's where we'll draw the line.
He said, we're not rappers, we're racing drivers. And that made Lewis Hamilton very upset.
Yeah, that's a bit of a... Yeah.
There's
stuff to unpack there.
That's obviously not what he meant by it, but...
At the same time,
different words.
You could have chosen anything else.
I really don't think that's what he meant by it, but... it was not the wisest thing to say.
Yeah. It's possible it's not what he meant by it.
That is possible too. And if that's the case, then that's a problem. But anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into some racing.
Let's move on.
Singapore Grand Prix. Usually one of the better races of the season. This year, that was not the case. But anyway. Yeah.
There's a lot of driver complaining this race. Verstappen this time.
Lots of driver complaining. No yellow flags, no safety cars. It's the first Singapore Grand Prix to ever not have a safety car.
Since 2015, isn't
it? I think they said that there's never been a race at Singapore without a safety car.
Really? So
I believe that's what they said.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Ben, I will let you take over and go through the top 10 in qualifying.
Okay. I'm so glad you said the top 10 because I was not mentally prepared to do all 20.
Okay.
All right, getting into it. We have Lando Norris, the new free bingo spot of F1, and first for pole, followed closely by Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton rounding out that top three with George Russell right behind. We have Oscar Piastri and Nico Hülkenberg in 5 and 6, with Alonso, Tsunoda, Leclerc, and Sainz rounding out the top 10.
Awesome.
So those two Ferraris barely squeaking in, and yeah, a little bit of a distance between Piastri and Norris this time.
Indeed. Yeah, Carlos Sainz crashed on one of his qualifying laps in Q3, so he started 10th, and then Leclerc just kept getting his lap times deleted, so you hate to see that.
To see Alonso and Tsunoda make it into Q3, though.
Very true, yes. All right, moving into the race. Lando Norris maintained the lead at the start for once in his life. Colapinto gained 4 positions at turn 1 with an absolute dive bomb. Albon had a mechanical failure on lap 16, causing him to retire. On lap 30, Lando locked his brakes and hit the wall. Fortunately for him, there was no damage, and he had such a large lead that he was able to stay in front. Leclerc cut through the field late in the race and made it up to P5. And then on the penultimate lap, Daniel Ricciardo pit for soft tires and ended up taking the fastest lap point away from Lando Norris. Actually, a pretty crucial point there.
Yeah, ridiculous. Get rid of the fastest lap.
Yeah, they're talking
about
that.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure, when we unpack.
Yeah. All right, Ben, run us through the finishing order.
All right, if you say so. So, it actually was pretty close for the top two. Well, not in times, but to what it was in qualifying. We have Lando Norris and Max Verstappen up front, followed by Oscar Piastri for the podium, followed by George Russell, Charles Leclerc, Lewis Hamilton came in right behind him, followed by Carlos Sainz and Fernando Alonso, two Spaniards, 7th and 8th. You got Nico Hülkenberg making it into the top 10, and Sergio Perez barely making it into the top 10, just ahead of Colapinto. There's more.
The way. Yeah.
I scrolled down and was like, oh yeah, there are a lot more. We got Yuki Tsunoda after him, and Esteban Ocon in 15th, followed by Lance Stroll, not in the bottom 5, so good for him, I guess. We've got Zhou in 15th, Bottas in 16th, Gasly in 17th, and Ricciardo with the fastest lap, but it didn't mean anything because he came in 18th, the last of the finishers. We have Kevin Magnussen and Alexander Albon with DNFs.
Indeed. All right. So, what do you think? Is this Lando Norris dominance going to bore fans?
I hate these questions every single time. I genuinely don't think Lewis Hamilton dominance started to get boring because I think him and Bottas being so strong and always being so consistent across 7 seasons. Yeah, sure. But whenever somebody is like, oh yeah, Max Verstappen dominance or Norris dominance or whoever, I mean, like, not really. I mean, it's still kind of fun.
Yeah.
There's always racing going on, so I don't know. It was never a huge issue for me, and I know I'm coming at that as a fan who started watching in, like, 2019. But
Yeah, well,
I'm not going to get bored, and I'm not even a McLaren fan.
Right. I think, people were saying that Max's dominance was going to get boring, like, during his first year of dominance in 22.
Yeah.
And even now, if Max was still dominating, I don't think I'd be bored yet. I think the people who say it's boring are just the people who... I'm gonna do it, Ben. I'm gonna call them the casuals.
Do it.
Those filthy casuals. No, but I mean, it's just the way the sport goes. Someone's gonna have the best car, and
somebody's got to win.
Exactly. And right now, I mean, if you're a new fan, this season is fantastic because you really don't know who's gonna win going into the weekend. McLaren usually has the upper hand at the moment, but. Mercedes and Ferrari are also very fast, and then there's always the Max Verstappen possibility, which feels so weird to say after the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But right now, it looks like it's going to be really tough for Max to win any races. I think he drove the wheels off the car in Singapore here, and I mean, he outdrove the car. It's pretty clear, like, he the entire weekend he was complaining about how the car is undrivable, and then he qualifies P2 and finishes P2.
And I mean, it's not like Perez is setting the standard for where the car can be, but there's definitely room in between where the car is and where Verstappen is.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a gradient.
Yeah. Speaking of Max, Daniel Ricciardo took the fastest lap from Lando Norris, as previously stated, also took his Grand Slam away because of that. Not too pleased with that, but, you know, whatever. I'm not mad.
but, are you really not?
I don't really care.
Lando's got time.
Oh, he's got plenty of time. Next season, I'm sure he'll get one. Maybe even this season, who knows?
Yeah. I think he's got time this season.
Yeah. So, Danny Ricciardo playing the team game. They said that they gave it to him as, like, I don't even know what they said. They didn't really say much, but it seems pretty obvious to me that Ricciardo would not have done that if he was not attached to Red Bull in some way. Because as a result of this, now if Lando Norris finishes first with fastest lap every race, if Verstappen finishes second every race, including the sprint races, Max will still win the championship by 1 point.
So, that's crazy.
Pretty nuts. The likelihood of Max finishing second every race is extremely low. And the likelihood of Lando winning every race...
Again, feels really weird to say.
Is really low.
Yeah. So we still got a little bit of a fight on our hands.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably more of a fight than we had in IndyCar, which is really weird to think about.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really close. I'm really not sure who's going to win the championship. At the moment, if I had to bet money, I'd still say Verstappen. But I think it's going to be really close.
Yep.
I think it's probably about 60-40 Verstappen wins the championship. But who knows? If Max DNFs and Lando wins the race, this championship's wide open.
That'd be the kind of chaos I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Dana Ricciardo, it's very possible.
Dog, now is not the time. You need to stop. Go. No.
Dana Ricciardo could be out of his seat after this race. It's very possible that was the last we see him in Formula One. There's no way another team signs him. So we'll see what happens there. But it seems very likely that Liam Lawson will finish the remainder of the season for AlphaTauri. Visa Cash App, RB.
V-Carb, AlphaTauri, Red Bull.
Toro Rosso,
AlphaTauri. Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens there, but the way the media has been acting, it seems pretty clear that Ricciardo is no longer. All right. And finally, Franco Colapinto has been absolutely phenomenal this race, as Ben's dog decided now's the time.
Well, I'm going to put her out, okay. Out of my office.
We're back after some drama.
Everything is okay.
Dog things and technical difficulties. All the things.
Yeah, my previous words of wisdom about having redundant systems has come in handy. Indeed. Yeah.
All right, so back on to Colapinto.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's been fantastic this year in the three races he's partaken in.
He really has been.
Really looks like he belongs in the sport. He's driving. He's aggressive. He's not scared. The guy is doing great. So
yeah, he sure is going to be great on next year's Williams team, isn't he?
Nope, he won't be. still a possibility he could go to Sauber. But it looks like Valtteri Bottas might be confirmed in the coming weeks at Sauber. So
that's a good question, though. If you're Sauber, would you rather have Bottas or Colapinto after seeing Colapinto's performances?
Oh, I'd take Colapinto. It's not even a question.
Yeah, because you already have Hulkenberg as like your seasoned leading man driver.
Exactly. And Bottas hasn't exactly been performing great. I mean, he's been getting consistently beat by Zhou. I don't know how much of it is the car, but if your teammate's consistently outperforming you, I don't know. I think that... I don't know if I'd say Bottas is washed. I think the car's just really bad. But yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I
he's had his time in the
sport. Options that are better. Yeah.
I think if you're looking for somebody to go into the future with, you might get two or three more years out of Bottas before he decides to retire. But, I mean, you could strike gold with Colapinto. And
yeah.
Who knows, when Audi takes over, if they make the super good car, I would rather have someone like Colapinto than Bottas who can grow into it.
Yeah, plus German-Argentine relations, generally pretty good.
Okay, Ben. We went there. All right, moving on into the standings.
It was right there. I don't know how you could expect me not to reach for it. You were thinking it. You had to have been.
I honestly was not thinking it, Ben.
Good God.
But I wish that I had. Good stuff.
Maybe
right there.
There is something wrong with me. Okay.
No, that was a good one. I swear, the U.S. government is going to be what ends this podcast.
Honestly, I'm surprised they have not ended me yet.
Yeah, something like that. You're gonna get audited randomly like three times in a row.
Try it.
You think I have money? All right,
I'll show you what I do have a lot of.
What's that?
Nothing. Let's move on.
Okay. All right, standings. Not much has changed. Piastri's right on Leclerc's coattails for P3 in the championship. He will probably take that over at some point in the near future. But other than that, Verstappen's still in first, and Lando's still in second. Team-wise,
Perez dropped down to eighth.
Perez is down in eighth now, yes. And I don't see Alonso passing him, so that's probably where he'll stay.
Yep.
But, yeah. Team-wise, McLaren is still out in front, extending their lead with this race, with Red Bull in second place and Ferrari in third. Ferrari is 34 points behind Red Bull now, which is basically just one good race weekend. So, yeah, Red Bull's going to finish third in the championship. Maybe fourth, depending on how well Mercedes does.
That's so crazy. If you had shown this standings chart for teams to an F1 fan back in, like, 2018, 2019, they would have shit their pants.
Yeah, for sure. They would have been like, why is Aston Martin on the grid?
Who is Aston Martin?
Where is Renault?
Why is there a pink team that's not Force?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is Force?
What is RB?
And also, why is McLaren in the lead?
Exactly. All right.
So many questions.
Pit Stop Championship. This is going to be a short episode. But that's okay, because my voice is bad. But
yeah.
Anyway.
And I might say something terrible if we keep going for too much longer. So
Ben might get us canceled before we even have any traction whatsoever.
I'll do when we really want to retire. I'll just say something awful.
Say something horrific.
Take us out. Yeah.
Yep. Go down with the ship.
Yeah.
All right. Pit Stop Championship. Top 10. I'll do this one. It's fine. Lando Norris with a time of 2.11 seconds. Followed by Perez and Russell. And then 4th and 5th were Leclerc and Piastri. 6th through 10 were Ricciardo, Zhou, Hamilton, Ocon, and Alonso. Standings-wise, nothing has changed. Verstappen has gained on Perez. Oh, actually, no, he didn't. I lied to you right there, just then.
Just a wee bit.
Verstappen is somewhat closer, I guess, to Perez. But Red Bull is still way out in front in the championship. Overtake of the week. I gave this to Franco Colapinto for his first lap overtake on four cars. The dive bomb was insane, and he deserves it because there wasn't a lot of other great overtaking.
Yeah, you can really tell like how which journalist feels about dive bomb overtakes, judging by how they wrote and talked about Colapinto's move. Yeah. Like, half of them were like, oh, Colapinto almost took out five cars in lap one of the Singapore GP, and others are like, masterful pass by Franco Colapinto in lap one of the Singapore GP.
Yeah, he almost took out five cars, but the thing is he didn't.
Yeah, so. That's the difference. That's racing.
That's racing, man.
There's a Senna quote in there somewhere.
So, yeah, yeah, there is. somewhere in there. all right, predictions for the Singapore Grand Prix. To remind everybody, the top five was Lando Norris, Max Verstappen, Oscar Piastri, George Russell, and Charles Leclerc. So, Ben, what was your top five?
I just want to preface this by saying I got the drivers technically in the top five correct. They're just all out of order. I had Piastri and then Norris and Leclerc for my podium. I did get Russell in fourth, but I did not have Verstappen placing second. I had him in fifth. Gotcha. And then Albon was my dark horse, and he
was out
really not
first,
worth talking about. Yeah,
first quarter of the race. All right, I had Lando Norris, Carlos Sainz, Oscar Piastri, Charles Leclerc, and George Russell as my top five, with Perez as my dark horse. So I got Norris and Piastri, right?
Yeah, a couple of W's.
Couple of W's, both McLarens. Love it. Fastest lap, what did you say? Well, we both said.
We both said Piastri.
Both said Piastri. And it went to Daniel Ricciardo.
What a guy.
Driver of the day, what'd you say?
I also had Piastri for that.
And I had Norris, and it also went to Ricciardo. So,
do you think it was deserved, is the question?
No. No.
No, not at all. Watch him come back for the Formula 1, or the US GP, and everybody's like, well, what did we give him the Driver of the Day for? Because yeah, I know that's why he got Driver of the Day. So everybody was like, oh, it's his last race. We got to give him Driver of the Day.
Exactly. He hasn't even been confirmed to be gone yet. And all the fans are like, well, we got to give him Driver of the Day because it's his last race. I mean, man, this
He's
is
not
like
dead yet, guys.
This is the worst kept secret of all time.
yeah.
But anyway, actually, I think the Antonelli to Mercedes was probably a worst kept secret. Because that lasted for months.
Yeah.
So, United States Grand Prix coming up. Ben, give me your top five.
For this one, so I've joined the Norris boat. And I have Norris, Verstappen, Leclerc, Hamilton, and Piastri.
What's your dark horse?
And I know that looks really close to the last week's podium, but I mean, they're all performing actually pretty well. Even Hamilton. And then I have Hulkenberg as my dark horse.
Gotcha. I have Norris, Piastri, Russell, Leclerc, Hamilton as my top five, and Colapinto is my dark horse.
Ooh.
Yeah. He is very quick, and for some reason I have a good feeling about Williams at this next race. I don't know why.
Oh, interesting.
It's probably misplaced, but, you know, it is what it is.
I guess we'll find out. You got a lifetime of misplaced confidence in McLaren, so... You have some practice at this point.
Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome. I had Hamilton for my fastest lap.
Yeah, fastest lap. I had Liam Lawson, which when I made this prediction, in my mind, I did this a few hours ago. In my mind, Lawson had already been confirmed at RB, but that actually has not happened. So That's the reason.
Really there. Hedging your bet there.
Yeah, for real. Driver of the day, who do you got?
I'm going to say Leclerc. I don't know why. It's just a feeling.
Okay, I have Colapinto.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So before we get into the words of wisdom, do you want to talk about what they should do about the fastest lap thing?
I think they should keep it the way it is because it's funny.
Fair enough.
It's a sport, and that's just how things be.
That is
there
how
are no
it
like
be.
Team orders or anything like that that told Ricardo to go for fastest lap.
Yeah,
he just he got the new tires on. He was like, I'm gonna get fastest lap for my good friend Max Verstappen. And unless you want to outlaw friendship, Ben Silva, then you can't stop that.
There you go. You know what I just thought of?
Yes.
If Sauber doesn't take Colapinto, there could be some real shenanigans in the Red Bull camp. If they decide to promote either Tsunoda or Lawson to Red Bull next year, they could grab Colapinto and put him in the RB.
That's so interesting.
That would be wild.
That would be quite wild.
Yeah. And
the reverse Albon maneuver.
Yes, the reverse Albon. there is also a rumor going around. This one seems a little more baseless. Verstappen might just be fed up with the FIA, and he could just retire at the end of the year.
I don't think it's a baseless rumor that he's fed up with the FIA. I think the baseless rumor is that he wants to retire.
Yeah. I don't know. I could see it happening, but
honestly,
it feels unlikely. I give it a 10% chance.
Bro just wants to game. That's all it is.
Well, I mean, he's been very clear that he's accomplished everything he wants to accomplish in Formula One. He has no desire to be known as like the best in the world or like the greatest of all time. He's already probably put himself in that conversation just with how fast and dominant he was. But that was never his goal. His goal was to win a championship, and he's done that. And he did it fair and square the second time. The first time, that's a different conversation. I'm not saying that he didn't deserve it, but I'm saying there were shenanigans.
You don't have to defend yourself. We've gotten into this. It's okay.
We all know what happened in 2021, but... I think Max can be extremely proud of his career if he were to step away at the end of the year. And I don't think he cares if people think otherwise. So, I mean, he's been pretty clear that he wants to get into endurance and race in Le Mans especially. And if he goes and wins Le Mans, like, maybe he wants the Triple Crown. Maybe we see Verstappen on an oval racing in the Indy 500.
Dude, that would be so cool.
I could see it. I mean, Lando Norris raced in the iRacing Indy 500, and he almost won if it wasn't for one Simon Pagenaud. but anyway, that's another conversation too.
Yeah, or seeing Verstappen at like the Rolex 24 or something like that.
I mean, he probably would be if he just moves to WEC. Yeah,
put that man in a Pikes Peak car. Why not?
Okay, that. That would be a stretch, but that would be cool. But yeah, put that. I could see him like going to like Cadillac, or he'd probably go to Aston Martin's endurance team, honestly, because now that Newey is an Aston Martin developer, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
So it'd be either Aston or. Oh, but if he wants to win, I mean, Cadillac is the team right now. And then Toyota always is really competitive. So that could be a thing. Ferrari won Le Mans last year, so that could be a thing. Imagine Max Verstappen going to Ferrari in World Endurance.
Ferrari would have Hamilton in F1 and Verstappen in Endurance.
Stonks right there.
Stonks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be rich.
Yeah. All right. That's enough shop talk. Let us... go into Ben's words of wisdom. What do you got for us this week, Ben? I'm very excited about this one.
It's time for snack talk. About always having a good supply of snacks. I know there's always the joke about, living in an ingredients house or living in a food house. And I've always lived in an ingredients house, and I've built up my very own ingredients house, my little own House of Horrors. But the only thing that keeps me sane, in addition to my wife and my dog, is having a good supply of snacks. I have a whole bunch of different granola bars, a nice variety. If you don't want something chocolatey, you can get something peanut buttery. You can get something a little fruity. Fruit snacks, also incredible. Applesauce, super underrated. Mandarin oranges, also incredible. You can just have snacks around. If you have, like, if you're an adult, you can still have, like, fruit snacks. It's okay.
It's okay.
Goldfish. They're really good. Goldfish, I love them. Solid. Yeah, goldfish.
You know what snack I have discovered that I can feel good about eating that I also just love?
What is that?
Those little, like, seaweed thins.
Oh my gosh, my wife eats those all the time. I don't like them, but I can understand the allure.
I understand why you might not like them, but the chili...
Because it tastes like seaweed.
Okay, well, a lot of people don't like seaweed, so that's where I get it. But I like seaweed because I like sushi. And, well, I guess that's not really mutually exclusive there.
Sushi.
I'm not gatekeeping sushi. That's why I said they're not really mutually exclusive. But I love seaweed, and the little thins are great, especially the chili lime ones. Oh, nice and spicy.
Interesting.
There's a ton of different flavors. I could see... I maybe try the chili lime one before you write it off completely, Ben, because the sea salt I get because it's basically just seaweed you're eating.
Yeah.
But chili lime, like if you like spicy food, that's the stuff right there. Anyway, I haven't convinced
you. I'll think
about it. Okay. Regardless, thank you for your words of wisdom. And on this extraordinarily short episode of Rev Hang, thank you, the listener and watcher, for listening and or watching. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a like or rating on the platform you listen on. Subscribe or follow if you'd like to see more. If you want to see updated standings for IndyCar, F1, or a calendar of upcoming racing from those series, check out our website, revhang.com. If you have a question about racing or about us, hit us up on any socials in comments or DMs, and we might feature your question on the next show. You can follow Ben on Instagram at BenjiMeetsWorld and myself at 2n_squared. You can follow the RevHang page on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, everywhere, at RevHang Media. We'll be back in a month to talk about the Formula One United States Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, Danny Ricciardo's favorite race. But until then, I've been Nathan.
And I'm Ben.
Thanks for hanging out.
See you later.